NATO is on edge. Defence ministers from the alliance's 30 member states have been second-guessing Russia's next move for weeks, rejecting Moscow's claims it was cutting troop numbers around Ukraine. NATO intelligence suggests the opposite.
We see them fly in more combat and support aircraft. We see them sharpen their readiness in the Black Sea. We even see them stocking up their blood supplies. You know, I was a soldier myself not that long ago, and I know firsthand that you don't do these sort of things for no reason.
In response, the alliance has chosen to stand firm, discussing the possibility of bolstering NATO troop numbers in Eastern Europe and maintaining dialogue with Ukraine about one day joining the alliance.
We have not seen any sign of withdrawal or de-escalation. Russia has yet again demonstrated its disregard for the principles underpinning European security and its ability and willingness to threaten the use of force in pursuit of its objectives. Unfortunately, I am afraid this is the new normal which we need to be prepared for.
Despite the possibility of a NATO troop build-up in the coming months, the alliance insists that diplomacy is at the heart of any hopes of a resolution to this standoff and that the organisation is a defensive alliance and no threat to Moscow. Russia disagrees. Also in Brussels, the European Commission chief has been briefing EU leaders on the crisis, insisting all diplomatic avenues must be explored.
Diplomacy has not yet spoken its last word. That is good. And we have still hope that peace will prevail. And I commend the efforts of many EU leaders who have engaged with both parties seeking to find a diplomatic solution.
New satellite images show Russian military forces deployed along Ukraine's border in Crimea, Belarus and Western Russia over the past few days. While joint military drills continue in Belarus. These are Russian Grad rocket launchers. Long-standing arms pacts between Western powers and Russia have underpinned European security for decades. But given the largest build-up of forces in Eastern Europe since the Cold War, there are fears these agreements could rapidly unravel. That is the new normal, the alliance says Europe now faces, a relationship with Russia characterized by deepening distrust. Niamh Barker, Al Jazeera, Brussels.